Welcome to Keys of the Kingdom. This is actually Straight Talk. This is our warm-up before we go on the air with LibertyRadioLive.com. And there's going to be a number of changes. There's actually changes taking place right now in this show. We're trying something new, see if we can improve the radio broadcast. And so we've got an actual co-host on right now who's watching the board, and we are discovering that it appears that I can watch the board too at the same time. So we didn't know we could both be logged in at the same time, but it appears that it's working. There's a call-in number, and we'll get to that in a minute, so be ready when we hand that number out. This show is going to be talking about a number of things that have come up on the network over the last week, and it will take us into the show at LibertyRadioLive.com, and there we'll finish the conversation, and we should be able to have call-ins there as well. There's been a number of people that have been asking questions. Everybody comes with a certain amount of ideas and concepts, and a lot of them are correct. Some of them are very interesting, and some of them have certain flaws to them. And we point out those flaws not to pick on that individual, but so that iron sharpens iron. And when you try that, especially if you had steel sharpening steel, you're going to see some sparks fly occasionally, but hopefully we'll get a sharper and sharper view of what is true and what is not. We're in a constant quest for truth. Nobody has it all. But in being willing to sit down and converse with one another and have different and divergent opinions is a sign of hope for a free nation. One of the things that I've seen coming about, and we'll talk about this more in many nations, is that certain political or religious philosophies are rising up. And if you don't agree with their philosophy, they slit your throat. They kill you. They oppress you. They exclude you. They do all kinds of things that will try to force you into agreement. And that spirit is not the spirit of Christ. That is the antithesis of the spirit of Christ. He's going to let you choose to go this way or to go that way. And when you choose to go the wrong way, you will suffer the consequences because they're built into the system. There's no escaping truth, and the truth of the Holy Spirit in this universe, because it is the Spirit of God that created it, and you just can't get away from it. So there's a lot of pitfalls in this quest for truth. There's a lot of going to be disagreements from certain points of view, but if we are striving for the truth with patience and love, there shouldn't be any consternation or anger between us, and certainly there shouldn't be any violence or vehemence. Anyway, with that, I see there's somebody coming on, but I don't see a question mark, so I assume we don't have a caller calling in. But I would suspect that's the telephone number that Phyllis has been wanting to get for some time. Just guessing. But you might write that number down, Paul. Paul is our co-host. Paul, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning, everybody.
Okay. Paul's in Wisconsin, and he's kind of our technician in this endeavor to bring you a better and better radio program. I see more people logging on to the show. They missed that original call, but we'll record this show, and we'll make it available to those people that are on the network. And even the living network, I do see a question mark coming up. I'm going to see if I can answer this since we're both logged in, and I'll let Paul click on the other one if we end up getting a question mark there. See if we've got a question here. Hello, caller. Can you hear me?
Yes. Is this the 770 one you're trying to talk to?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Now, I see a question mark by yours. Did you push a button that said you had a question?
I pushed number one, yes. That's what it says to do.
That's right, if you have a question.
Right, and I had a couple of them, but I'll stick with one at a time.
Okay. Oh, what's the...
What's your name?
Yeah.
This is Elisheba. The first,
okay, Elisheba. Okay. So what's your question?
In relationship to this, one of the things that I hear, and I just got the back end of your sentence there, one of the things that I hear so much is that we're just kind of been I don't know, I hear people being really angry about our government. And what I've observed over time is that we make agreements because we think that this is the best thing to do at the moment, a lot of times in ignorance because we don't know better, but occasionally whenever we walk over red flags inside of our own selves. And it seems to me that the Father lets us experience the consequences of our choices, mostly, I think, so that we can learn to make better choices in the future. And it wouldn't do for us to feel badly toward other people who may be just as ignorant as we have been, because we're supposed to love our enemies.
They may not even be our enemies. they've made choices. They've made choices, and it's been stated, throughout history. There, but by the grace of God, go I. And the reality is that if we do see the truth, it is by the grace of God. And if someone else does not see the truth and is acting according to a lie or a misconception or maybe their own selfishness even, what is the value in us hating them or being angry at them? Anytime you're angry or hate somebody, you are usurping God. Now, some people say, oh, no, we are to hate evil. Well, evil, yes, but the individual is trapped in a web of evil. He may repent tomorrow. He may repent in the next moment. And so we should have compassion, and that would be according to the character of Christ, who so loved the world, which was full of sin, that he gave God gives his only begotten Son, that it might be saved. So that's the character that we're looking for, not the judgmental, angry. I'm not going to say that I don't get angry, but I know that when I do not get angry, when I don't come with that judgment and anger, that the situation remains often in my favor. I wouldn't say in my control, but at least in my favor. I'm not swept away with the situation. To quote Master Yoda, anger draws you into the dark side. It actually, if you get angry at somebody, that anger is an attention, and that attention is a form of worship, and it will draw you into the same character that you are angry with. If you hate somebody because they do something, you will be drawn towards that same activity. So we should be like Christ, constantly forgiving. And I know there's a lot of argument about that, but I really haven't seen any valid arguments against that. So, yeah, they may not be our enemy. So, yeah, I agree with your comment on that. Did you have another question?
What are you thinking, and what have you been exposed to about this LNN and Nibiru behind it?
Some people were saying that LNN was Nibiru. Some are saying that it's coming behind it. There is something else coming. There's been quite a few comets that have come from that area of space, which would lead us to believe that there is a larger body out there. Is it coming here? I can't really tell. I have probably done more research on this than anybody I see making YouTubes on the net. And you know, there has been an object that was clearly seen by NASA. It was the IRIS project, which has gone dark. I've actually talked to people who work with the CIA. I know them personally, known them for years, and they were surprised they even knew about the IRIS project, because when they came on board, it had already gone dark. But I saw it before it went dark. I reported on it years ago on the internet, wrote an article about it, and explained a great deal about what they were discovering, and it's still floating around out there on the internet. But then somebody called me or got a hold of me, I guess through email, and said, well, I see your article, but where'd you get this information? And I told them it was on the NASA site, and he went and he said, I can't find it. And I went and looked, and I couldn't find it either. I thought that was unusual. So I said, well, let's look at the ESA site, which is the European mirror site to everything that NASA finds. NASA's original creation documents requires that it shares with the general public anything that it discovers, because it's financed by the general public. And so we went on the ESA site. We found the article. The guy downloaded it. And then he emailed me back, and he says the articles are becoming unclickable. And sure enough, I went to the website, saw all these articles on and reports on this IRIS disappearing. They were first, they would become unclickable, so you couldn't click on them and download them. And then the whole thing disappeared. So they were going dark. And one of the reports came out of the guy who was the head of the IRIS that said they had found this dark space cold object that they had been looking for, and it was this certain size and all this. And he'd even reported this on the TV, and then not a word more about it. So, yes, there could be something coming. I don't think it's Elenin. I think Elenin may simply be a very large comet. The only danger I see coming from Elenin is the fact that it may cause coronal mass ejections, which are CMEs, we call them, and those can affect this planet. But again, our critical perception of all of this is, and solution, is to form and seek the kingdom, form the network, join with other people that are listening to Christ in their heart. How do you know they're listening to the Holy Spirit and Christ in their heart? By the fruits of what they do. If they're angry, if they say they're going to do something and they don't do it, if they don't seem to care about anybody but themselves, if they all those things, those are signs to, from such turn away. If they're backbiting, gossiping, from such turn away. And find those other people that are showing the character of Christ and start networking. Take the time to actually keep track of them as you would have them keep track of you. Find out about their needs and hopes as you would hope they would be interested in you. It's, you know, the kingdom of God is a love affair with God and with mankind. It's not about hate. It's not about anger. So anyway, that's my comments on that. I see somebody else has got a little question mark by their call in number, so we might go to them unless you had another pressing question.
Oh, I wanted to say thank you. I was hoping that you would say what the option is. It says, be angry and sin not. And some people do so blatantly go against our Heavenly Father's ways that we do feel an anger when we see it. But then we surrender
right.
to Him. And He,
that's right.
And He comforts us and protects us.
Right. Now, El Sheba, I think Phyllis, if she hasn't got a hold of you already, will be, because your number is the number. Phyllis wanted to call you and then help you get copies of the shows. And so you'd be expecting to hear from Phyllis.
Share it with my friend. I'm sorry.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to go on to the next caller, give everybody a chance. So thanks for calling in, El Sheba.
You're welcome.
I think we've disconnected. Let's try this other number, 845 area code. Hello, 845 area code. Who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Isabel in New York.
Okay. Isabel, you're a friend of Nitson.
Yeah, he's sitting right next to me. It's on Barack.
Okay.
he's going to be leaving for his whirlwind tour soon.
Okay.
I have a question.
There may be
actually
a little bit of a delay in our conversation, so I may end up accidentally talking over you or you over me. Well, that just is the price of technology. But anyway,
okay.
Go ahead. Do you have a question?
First of all, I want to say nice to talk to you, Brother Gregory. And my question is, if I've just been wakening up to the consequences of my behavior, and unfortunately, I'm realizing that the consequences might last a lifetime, or at least my lifetime, and just wondering how to proceed in terms of living my life with these consequences and wanting to live my life differently.
Well, yeah, it's a step-by-step process. That's why the gospel starts off with repent. And seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Now, that's the plan right there. It's about seeking. That's a process. That's not something that's going to happen overnight. It's something that happens every day, every moment. The kingdom of heaven is in the moment. And so that seeking. And also, it's an infinite kingdom. So there's layers to realizations. You know, you've realized some things recently, and this is changing the course of your life. It's that, you know, it's kind of like the B-52 bomber. It wants to turn around. It takes a big, long arc. And so we have a lot of different aspects to our lives that will take time for us to turn around. And we do that, God will be there to help us. We're the prodigal sons. We've gone astray. We've done things that we shouldn't have done. That's all in the past. Now we get a new moment to do something that is righteous and seek righteousness in that moment. Righteousness is only found in the moment. And so this turning around is moment by moment, day by day, year by year. And the fact that the prodigal son turned around and headed home, his father ran out to meet him. And that's you know, those parables are telling us the principles that are in play here. So, you know, it's not about somebody actually over there on the New York group just announced, I saw the email come through, I didn't make a comment on it, that they got rid of all their government ID and they've completely separated from the system. And now what are they going to do? Well, that's kind of the walk the plank mentality. We don't advocate that. We advocate following the Holy Spirit, and that he may lead everybody a little differently. And that is really the key. What do you do in the next moment may be different than what I do in the next moment. I can't impose a pattern of behavior. What I do is talk about the precepts of the kingdom. And that's what Christ was talking about. That's what these parables were talking about. So when he talks about the prodigal son, that's us. He didn't just, you know, teleport back to his father's house. He had to quit his job and head out, and I assume he took a little bit of provisions with him so he could make the journey, and he prepared, you know, just like Nitzan, if I'm saying that right, is preparing for his journey. He was going to get his computer all set up, and whoa, a glitch. But now he's working that out and preparing for this trip. But there'll be times when the father all of a sudden says, okay, now I want you to take this little jump here.
Yeah.
And you may have to take a few jumps along the way, but it's an infinite kingdom. It's an everyday thing.
Okay, well, thank you, Brother Gregory, and I'll try to make today different.
Yeah, it's a moment by moment journey. It's every day we're seeking the kingdom in this event. When somebody asks you to do something, when somebody says something, you know, there's a little quiet spot in your heart that we have to develop and grow by paying attention to it and say, God, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go this way? Should I go that way? And always include, you know, God in that quest for what is his will. And he'll show you. He won't scream it in your ear. He won't drag you kicking and screaming into the kingdom. Occasionally he might knock you off your horse, but you still have to get yourself back up and proceed along the path that he lays out before you. And that's different for us all. But unless you have another question, we'll...
No, thank you. We'll you've actually answered it, and I appreciate it. And hopefully you'll be seeing my friend Nitzan Parak out in Oregon for the fall festival, and take good care of him.
Okay. Well, God willing, and if the creeks don't rise, we'll see him in the fall. We'll talk
okay.
a little. So thanks for the call. Okay.
Okay, thank
Bye.
You.
Yeah, I think she'll still be on. But anyway, we have a fall festival coming up in September, the last weekend of September. I think we're going to probably make that a standard operating. We've always tried to follow this Hebrew calendar or that Hebrew calendar, and it doesn't always work out too well because everybody's got a different Hebrew calendar, and they get mad at you if you don't use theirs, which is exactly what we've been talking about. That's not, the fact is the Essenes at the time of Christ were not using the Hebrew calendar most of these people are coming up with, yet the Essene philosophies and ideas were very much in accord with what Christ was teaching, and they were probably the majority of the early Christians, the Essenes and those people who followed the ways of the Essenes. So, and they were actually using a solar calendar at the time, which I know a lot of people will be offended by that, but I can't do anything about it. That's just history. But the reason we're using the last weekend of September for the beginning of whatever retreat we have is because in this community there are two major events that bring people into the community, and actually three. One is duck hunting, and the other one is deer hunting. And the third is the Mosquito Festival, which doesn't conflict, but the other two often do. And if we were to have our fall festival the same day many of the Hebrew calendars have it, there would not be a room or a campsite anywhere in the country around here, because the duck hunters would have already been here. So, and also the quiet and solitude would be gone. The traffic would be unbelievable. It actually wouldn't be that much for most of you people living in populated areas, but for us, it's a huge amount of traffic. To us, you know, if a car goes by in 2 hour period, we say, like, who is that? We are not used to a lot of people here. But, so we don't know how many people are coming. Let us know if you're thinking about coming. There's a few other places across the country. They're talking about having local retreats for people who can't make it all the way here. I thought it would be great if they have retreats around the same time. If people are coming all the way here, they can stop in and see those people, and that's part of that networking opportunity. So you can find out about those other places on the Living Network. Everybody listening to this should be joined on the Living Network, which you can get to at hisholychurch.org. And there's a little drop-down menu with a guy throwing out a net. And join your local area group and find out who's on it. Find out who the contact ministers are on there and connect with one of those so that you can become a part of a living network and not just another email group. We have been able to help a lot of people out in the last year. We've provided a lot of service. We've gone around and tried to connect people all over the country. And we do this because of the fact that that's what the kingdom was all about. That's what's put on our hearts. But you cannot share in the benefits of those efforts as well unless you actually form a living network. You do not want to be dependent upon the internet for your connection with everybody else. The internet could go down for numerous reasons. I saw a number of people sign off of our Kingdom News list when they got the last email. Some of those may be intentionally signing off. I've also seen people signing on. But the reality is there's a little glitch in the program. We haven't figured out what causes it. We have a fellow, Mark Vernucci, in Australia. He had one email, and every time he opened up the Kingdom News List, he was automatically signed off. And we haven't figured out what was causing that. We tested it. But fortunately, he was connected, and we didn't lose track of him. If you've got one of those emails and you want to stay connected, being on the Kingdom News List will not be enough. You want a live connection. You want to connect with somebody else, and that means picking a local contact minister, somebody who has volunteered to help keep track of you. We tell you the Kingdom has always been the buddy system times 10, tens, hundreds, and thousands, and that's what we need to do. We've got a lot of other projects, and we won't talk about all of them. I see our clock is ticking away. We will be on Liberty Radio Live.com. There's a chat room that will be there. You can get into the chat room and ask a question. We will also give out a telephone number. The telephone number here, I never did give it out because we had people calling in. We're already ready. His guests are 323-927-1405. That's 323-927-1405. You'll be prompted, I guess, to push a button if you have a question. We have other people that are online listening. Phyllis. Phyllis is listening. So, Phyllis, we got Elisheba's telephone number. We'll put you in touch after the show.
You think Elisheba has another question? I see that question mark by her name.
I think it just stays there because she was not disconnected.
Well, the one by Phyllis is new.
Oh, yeah. Phyllis has got a question. Okay, well, we'll touch base with Phyllis here. Hello, Phyllis.
Hey, Gregory, how are you?
Okay.
Good.
What's your question?
I don't have a question. I just wanted to say I'll get that information from you later. I will not see you on the – I won't be with you later because I have I've got a commitment, and if you can hear the crowds around here, that's where I am. So
okay.
So I will be in touch with you later. I just wanted to remind folks that we do have, if anybody's on a PA group, we do have a talk show on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock, and we'll be getting that information out soon, as Scott has a talk show right after the broadcast today. So that's
right.
All I wanted to
right.
say. Blessings, everybody. Take care.
Yeah, well, okay, thank you. Well, we're going to be playing our music now. And that means we've come to the end of our blog talk. Next week, we're going to have Timothy Baldwin on LibertyRadioLive.com. And that's the beginning of our guests. If you know guests that you think would want to be on our show, get a hold of us. Help us set that up, and we'll bring them on and introduce them to the keys of the kingdom. Thank you. God bless.
You have been listening to The Keys of the Kingdom with Brother Gregory of His Holy Church. For more information on the educational ministry provided by His Holy Church and Brother Gregory, including services, counseling, lectures, books, and other audio materials, please write to His Church at Summer Lake, Box 10, Summer Lake, Oregon, 97640. You can also find us on the web at www.hisholychurch.net.